When your wife's cooking, I'm sure this always happens, it makes a good impression on your nose. You might say, just what?
Smells good? Mm-hmm. It does too, a lot of times.
You call the sweet sticky liquid that you put on pancakes, that sort of thing.
Syrup?
And what about if it's made from cane?
Well, if it's made from cane, it's called cane syrup. If it's made from sorghum, it's sorghum syrup. Or from maple trees, it's maple syrup. According to what it's made from. Corn, it's made from corn syrup. It's made from corn.
What about the sweet bread that you might have for a sandwich or something?
The sweet bread within itself?
Spread.
Well, there's jelly and jam, but my favorite is peanut butter and grape jam. That makes the best sandwich in the world to me.
What's the difference in jelly and jam?
Jam is a fruit, same as preserves, only smashed. Mm-hmm. And jelly is the juice.
So jelly, you'd mash it and then get nothing but the juice.
That's right. You take the juice, strain it, and have the pure juice to make the jelly. And the preserves, as you know, is a natural whole fruit. Or cut up, whatever the case may be. And the jam is in between. It's a fruit, but it's mashed up.
If there's a bowl of fruit, peaches and apples, and somebody offers you a peach, and you decide you want the other, you say, no, please give me
an apple. An apple.
Okay. And if there are two groups of boys, and you're identifying one group that did something, you say it wasn't these boys, it was...
There's two groups of boys, and this did something, you want to say one group did it instead of the other one? I'd have to know more about the question. This thing in question, really.
What do you call a lot of peach trees?
Orchard.
And if you ask who has an orchard, you stop and ask somebody if it was his orchard. He said, no, I just work here. And then you might point to somebody else and say, he's the man.
Who owns it?
Who owns it. And, I said, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door there was a boy.
He was rich.
And what do you call the inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat?
Pit.
Pit. What about the inside of a peach?
Same thing, if I'm not mistaken. Pit. Or a seed, either one.
And what do you, the type of peach where the flesh is tight against the...
Yeah, there's a freestone and there's a clean. The cling is the one that sticks to the meat. Freestone, you just cut it and pop it away from the seed.
And what do you call a part of an apple that you throw away?
Core.
What kind of nuts are you familiar with?
What kind of nuts is what?
What kind of nuts do y'all have?
Here? I got a nice pecan out in the backyard. But you mean in this vicinity?
Well, either they grow around here or maybe that you...
Well, pecans and hickory nuts and chinkapins. I reckon you call a chinkapin a nut. Would you call it... Yeah, because you call a chestnut is a nut. And they're similar to a chestnut. There's things that grow wild, hickory nut and the chinkapin. By golly, that's the only kind. Now, of course, the pecans will cultivate them.